This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Israel and United States continued attack on Iran today. The Israeli military, in a statement, said it is conducting a broad strike on a number of military targets belonging to the Iranian regime in western part of the West Asian country. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including capital Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed in an 8-minute-long video posted on a social media platform that Washington has begun a military campaign in Iran.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts. And it was Iran's proxy, Hamas, that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel. It was brutal, something like the world has never seen before.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed that Israel and the United States have carried out a joint military operation, dubbed Operation Lion's Roar, against Iran. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz has declared a state of emergency across the country. In Tehran, strike also happened near the offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency reported 40 students killed in an Israeli strike on an elementary girls' school in Minab in the Hormozgan province of southern part of the country. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services has been disrupted. In retaliation, Iran has struck all Israeli and U.S. military targets in the West Asia with missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it has targeted Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, Al Salem Air Base in Kuwait, Al Dhafra Air Base in the UAE, and the U.S. 5th Fleet Base in Bahrain. Israeli military confirmed that Iran has launched 35 ballistic missiles on Israel since this morning. On the other hand, UAE Defense Ministry has confirmed that shrapnel falling on a residential area in Abu Dhabi resulted in the death of one person of Asian nationality. India has issued an advisory urging all its nationals in Israel, Iran, Qatar, UAE, Palestine and Kuwait to remain in close proximity to designated shelters and take due care and remain vigilant. Air India and IndiGo have suspended its flights to all destinations in the region. Besides, several major foreign carriers have cancelled flights to the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Semiconductor Assembly, Test and Packaging Facility of Micron Semiconductor Technology India Private Limited in Sanand during his visit to Gujarat. The inauguration marks a significant milestone in India's semiconductor manufacturing journey with the commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first made-in-India semiconductor memory modules from the Sanand facility. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Modi asserted that while the previous century was regulated by oil, the microchip is going to be the regulator of this century.
ये सदी AI revolution की शताब्दी है. Semiconductor इसी बदलाव का बड़ा ब्रिज है. छोटी सी चिप industrial revolution और AI revolution दोनों को जोड़ने वाला माध्यम है. अगर पिछली शताब्दी का रेगुलेटर ऑयल था तो इस शताब्दी का रेगुलेटर माइक्रोचिप होने वाली है.
In view of the evolving situation in West Asia and its potential impact on international air operations, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu conducted a high-level meeting through video conference with the Civil Aviation Secretary and other senior officials of the Ministry, the Airports Authority of India, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation and major airport operators across the country. In Andhra Pradesh, 21 people were killed in a massive explosion at a firecracker manufacturing unit in Vetlapalem village of Samralakota in Kakinada district today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.